Well, a very good morning to you, beloved Regal FM listeners. Welcome to another episode of Social Time with me, Hileni. And today I am joined by, you know, a voice that is not new to you guys. So, good morning, madam.
Good morning. Good morning, eager listeners. It's Zafia here with you.
And we will be with you up until the hour of 11 o'clock. So if you are just joining us right now, you are not late. I'm not saying we are, but you are not late. So welcome to Social Time, a show where we come and talk about issues that affect our everyday lives, issues that affect the economy of the country, issues that affect your well-being as a Namibian citizen, and, you know, just those conversations that some of you are afraid to have, that some of you are afraid to start. So we come on Social Time and we kickstart some of those conversations and we bring them and we drive narratives that will help people understand certain things better, or, you know, just conversations that you don't have as a society, as a nation, to just be able to better navigate this certain circumstances and to also just hold hands together in talking about some of these conversations that people don't talk about yet are very, very important to us. So do stay tuned. We will introduce our program after, you know, the Eagle FM products and our theme song. So here at Eagle FM, we offer a variety of products. We have our live streaming and live broadcasting services. And if you guys heard on Thursday, you know, the IUM winter graduation was being live broadcasted here on the radio. And if that is something you want for your company, you can also just reach out to us and we will be able to live broadcast your event as it is happening. That way you are able to reach a larger number of people. People are able to participate through listening instead of people having to travel long distances and just to get to some of this information, which in some cases is not possible for them to travel. So we breach that barrier of distance between you and your consumers. So bring us your product and we will do the bridge for you. Alternatively, you can follow us on all our social media platform. Our handle is Eagle FM and the platforms are Instagram, X, Facebook, LinkedIn, and you can also follow our WhatsApp channel. The WhatsApp channel can be followed on 081-241-44. That is the number that you can save and send a message to with your name, and we will be able to, you know, to add you to our contact list, and you'll be able to also just have access to our WhatsApp channel and everything that we put on there. Alternatively, you can subscribe to the e-villager paper, which is an information paper or newspaper, but it comes out online. We don't print physical copies. So you can subscribe to this one by sending your number to the same number and just send us your number and your name. And every Monday, Wednesday and Thursday, we will be able to, you know, share with you the paper, the e-paper that everyone else received. It's free of charge. Just so you know, it's free of charge. People do not like to pay for anything anymore. So we are bringing this one to you on a silver platter. And do keep listening to our programs and do not forget to download the Eagle FM app, which will enable you to listen to all our programmings, previous programs as well as podcasts. And you are able to listen through the Eagle FM app from wherever you are in the country, from wherever you are in the world. So if you one day have an interview here with Hileni or any other person, you can also tell your people that are abroad to tune in. So that is it from me for now. I think we all know this one is now part of the traditions here at, you know, here on Social Time, which is Billie Eilish and Ocean Eyes. So let's quickly listen to Billie Eilish and Ocean Eyes, and we will be back to introduce our conversation for the day and just get into it. And the telephone lines will then open and you can also participate with the conversation. Stay tuned.
Sunday mornings were your favorite. I used to meet you down on Woods Creek Road. You did your hair up like you were famous, even though it's only church where we were going. Now, Sunday mornings I just sleep in. It's like I buried my faith with you. I'm screaming at a God I don't know if I believe in, 'cause I don't know what else I can do. I'm still holding on to everything that's dead and gone. I don't wanna say goodbye, 'cause this one means forever. Now you're in the stars and 6 feet's never felt so far. Here I am alone between the heavens and the embers. Oh, it hurts so hard.
You just got added to the GoTV Best Football Friends chat group. Let's go!
Final.
It's finals time and all the biggest players. Chatbook are in it to win it. Catch every Premier League, La Liga, Serie A, Champions League, FA Cup, Europa League, Conference League. To cut the long voice note short, you know we'll be there for you when you need to watch the finals. Stay connected to catch all the biggest football finals with your best football friend, GoTV. Love it.
It's time for month-end magic at WB. Get a 1kg Jungle Oats for only $37.99. 2 times 1.5kg Real Good Mixed Chicken for $149.99 with Smart Buy. 5kg Nice Rice for only $94.99 with Smart Buy. 2.2 kg Surf Hand Washing Powder for $49.99. And a Huggies Dry Comfort Value Pack for only $154.99. See all our month-end specials at www.vurmanbrock.com. We care.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager.
Now, welcome back. So before we start our conversation today, I would first and foremost like to congratulate all the graduates that just joined the streets. Welcome, guys, to those of you that have officially joined the streets. Like statistics always say, it takes a very long time for graduates, most graduates, to start getting jobs. And we are so aware of how many other people are sitting at home without jobs. But nonetheless, congratulations to you guys. It was, you know, a ride and you have made it. Congratulations. So, Zafia, our conversation for today is, you know, we are looking at whether schools, universities, vocational training centers, are preparing people for the market or just, you know, preparing people to be exam ready. Mm. Obviously, for you to graduate, you need to pass. You need to pass. And this is the conversation that we are going to have to say, apart from you just passing your modules at Versity, apart from you just passing your classes at school, are people being prepared to actually enter the market and be able to survive under different circumstances? Let's say if you studied to be a teacher and you are not able to get a teaching post, are you able to survive elsewhere? If you studied to be a nurse and you are not getting that nursing post, what else can you do with your life? So that is the conversation that we are going to have today, to just see that in recent weeks we have seen this large number of graduates who are just adding to the existing statistics of unemployed graduates in the country. So today we are just going to interrogate if the youth in schools are learning anything that they can actually use outside of the classrooms, outside of what you are studying. Is the financial literacy, we always talk about the financial literacy, is the knowledge in how to survive the world, you know, without the academic aspect of it? Because there's this one thing I like to say, Nem. There are certain people I tell, you can be smart academically, but to navigate the streets, that requires that requires a different set of skills, a different set of smartness, a different set of wanting to achieve something. It's not all the same. Like, academics get you in certain rooms, but being more than just an academic keeps you in those rooms, because it has to be more than what you have learned in school. So that is what we are going to interrogate today. So what is your take on that, Zafia?
Well. The truth is, after graduation stage,
yes,
it's unemployment stage. Unless you've secured during your internship when you were doing your work integrated learning, you probably secured yourself a job. The reality is unemployment is the next stage.
Yeah.
And then from unemployment, you need to move to employment stage.
Yes.
But now what I want to understand with people studying is that it's up to you to develop yourself as well.
Yes.
Because your school or your university or your vocational center only develops you for the course, because that's what you're paying for, right? Mm-hmm. You're paying for to study as for an accountant. Now, once you have received your accountant degree, you need to know that there are other factors that also contribute to you making a success in life.
Yes.
It's your soft skills. It's your personal development skills. It's maybe digital skills, you know, social media skills. You know, there's skills that you can develop should you not get a job.
Mm-hmm.
You might try to start your own business. Now, you won't straight go into starting your own accounting firm, but you will start something small,
yes,
right? Maybe doing books for people, or maybe nothing what you studied for, you might be starting to do. Like maybe selling online, or, you know, even reception job, you know, odd jobs.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you as a graduate doing to prepare yourself? And I would say it's not for you to prepare yourself after you've graduated. It's actually basically for you to prepare yourself during mm-hmm. your studies. And I know you can tell me, but it takes a lot. It's a lot of pressure studying. Yes, I know. But many people have done it. They studied. They've also done their personal development skills.
Yes.
And those are the ones that actually make a success after graduating.
Definitely. So what you're trying to say is the university just teaches you what you are paying for. There are no add-ons,
no.
And everything else needs to be up to you.
I wouldn't say in all aspects like that, because mm-hmm. I mean, in my aspect, I had the privilege of my lecturers, you know, telling us, you know, guys, start preparing for this. Start getting yourself equipped with this.
Yes.
So I believe there are lecturers that will develop you or at least guide you into those. But not everyone is like that, Helene.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're in your workplace even, or yes. at school, let's say high school even, there are teachers that would guide you and say, don't rather study that. Or guys, get yourself prepared in this, you know. But there are teachers that would literally just deliver the lesson and out they are. So that's how
stick
life
to
is.
The scope.
Exactly.
Yes.
And that is how university is as well. There are lecturers that will prepare you for that. I know some universities like NAST
mm-hmm.
have, you know, people that normally come and have fairs, you know, like career guiding fairs, you
yes.
know, and they would ask, even support, they even have a support, a student support on the campus. So there are things that's happening happening on campus, but also you can't take the donkey to the water hole and still make them to drink.
You can get them to the hole.
Exactly. So there are students that would say, yeah, but I wasn't prepared for. But what did you do to prepare yourself?
You know, you just mentioned, but I wasn't prepared for. And that is the culture of being spoon-fed. Sadly, it is one that is very common in people, in especially the youth. It's always what was not done for me, what was not given to me. And I just realized that with school also, to say, you know, the course that I'm doing and some of the modules that I had to cover, they have nothing to do with each other. Like, if you were not logical enough, you'd ask yourself things like, why am I being forced to do those things? But then I realized those are the soft skills that you spoke about. Those are the extra things that, you know, they teach you about. You know, you are doing accounting, but they are saying basic English course. You know, the basic computer skills, basic IT skills. You know, just so that in as much as you are an accountant, yes, if today the computer in front of me, if something just happens, I should at least be able to reboot it and put it back on.
Yes.
I should at least be able to navigate through certain things. So when the question comes of whether universities are preparing people for the world, for everything out there, is some are really doing the most. They are putting in the effort. They are trying to bridge the gaps that are there, existing or known to them. But that's about what they can do. After that, I do not think they have What is this? They don't have control of the job market.
No.
They like they put you out there and out there is for yourself to survive. So the skills of you having to survive is soft skills you pick up through the courses. It's through you asking questions if you need to. It's through soft skills like basic computer skills. It's through basic things like just those extra English classes that you did not know you required. It mm-hmm. helps you understand things better. It also teaches you a few things, and maybe, just maybe, you don't end up as the accountant that you wanted to end up as, but now you know how to fix a computer, or you know the basic stuff that in the long run you don't have to go always calling people out, Zafia, please come help me. And now Zafia wants $300 just to help you for that. So those are just some of the soft skills that you need to learn. And those soft skills goes a long way in actually getting the odd jobs you spoke about. Things like you being a receptionist. You need to have telephone etiquette. You need to know English to a certain extent. They teach you how to type. They teach you the shortcuts. Like things that look and sound so simple.
Yes.
But when you go and apply them to other aspects of your life, you actually come to the realization that I'm not just being prepared for, you know, becoming a mechanic. You are being prepared for other things as well. In case you need to do typing, in case you need to communicate, in case you need to negotiate a way out of some way. You are not always going to just be under the car.
Exactly.
There will be days where you just need to talk to someone. So it's those particular skills that people do not know or notice are actually things being given to them on a silver platter. A lot of people would say, no, guys, we are just being taught about what we are studying or what we applied for. But then I always look at it and I always ask, okay, so what are your modules? Like, I have the thing, I like to ask questions, guys. I don't know where I got it from, but I ask a lot.
When you work in media, you ask questions.
So you ask things and you're like, okay, but what are some of the modules you have as part of that thing? And they tell you and you're like, okay, you are starting to be, you know, engineering cars and you are doing mathematics, you know, some of those things you are just like, okay, is it really necessary? You are studying linguistics and in a way they still bring in math. And sometimes you just ask yourself, is it really necessary?
You know, I was one of them that asked that question and I actually realized it is necessary. I was one of them that asked last year because I'm studying journalism and I'm asking myself, why am I having basic math?
Yes.
But when I and basic science, it did not come to my realization why.
Yes.
But this year, literally, I got to see why. I got the why. My answer came.
Okay, tell us.
Because you know
why.
You need science, you know, basic science, mm-hmm. just to do measurements as well. Because yes. in that temperature, you know, recently we had a discussion about the weather. Mm-hmm. And people asked, why is it not so as cold as it was last year?
Yes.
And because I did basic science, I can actually tell you guys why. Because last year was a dry winter
mm-hmm.
and this year was a wet winter. And when wet winter, there's a bit of more moist in the air.
Yes.
Therefore, it's not as cold as a dry winter. And I would not have known that have I not done science, basic science last year.
Yes.
You know, those basic things come into context.
They come into play. They make you a better candidate even when you go out into the world to look for jobs, because people don't just want you know, it's like having a license. Let me use the example of having a license. It's like having a license. You have a license
yeah.
and they require a job that requires you to be driven around. So let's say you and I pitch up for some way and I'm better qualified. But you have a license as an edge. Instead of this company paying two individuals, a driver and the qualified one, they would rather settle with you that can also drive yourself. That way they are also cutting costs. And these are some of the things we don't see. Like, just to be able to type, it might be out of your scope, but just being in a company and people can rely on you to say, Hileni can work on her cars, and after working on her cars, she's still able to type up her own report and, you know, give us a report and we don't have to get someone else to do that. So those are just some of the soft skills that need to prepare you for the world out there. Let's quickly pay our bills and we will be right back.
Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer a comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our handle is EagleFM Namibia.
Did you know that in Namibia?
Okay, so like I was saying, those are just some of the soft skills. And in actual fair, in reality, I think when people question preparedness, of whether it's preparedness or just exams, there are two sides to a coin, you know, and there are those people that are in school and your job is just to memorize and be robotic and ace your exams, and that is about it. You ace your exams, you go on about your life because you have passed, right? And then there is the part where you study to understand. And I think that is where the compromise comes in, because there are certain individuals who go to school and you are there to memorize and to pass the module and not really to get information, to understand certain things. And once you do not understand certain things, when you come onto the ground, you will find it very difficult to navigate certain things. Because I remember when I was doing my course, We ended up in a situation with individuals from certain other institutions. And I was shocked to know that. You know, when you have studied about a red button in school, even in real life, you are coming to look for, like you're not thinking beyond that. In real life, you are still looking for a red button. Let's say, for instance, I give you a Nikon camera, I give you a Samsung camera, I give you a Canon, and then I give you something else. Like, I think if you were studying to understand, somewhere, somehow, you should be able to, if not fully, you should be able to at least do the basics on this cameras. But just switching on the camera alone, and you're like, okay.
It's going to happen maybe still this year.
Yeah, yes, okay. So it's things like that that are making us have those conversations. It's things that are like that make us have interrogate this to say, what are schools preparing people to be on the, like, out of the classroom, out of the exam room? Is the understanding, do people actually go back to make sure that your students understand the course outline, your student understand some of those things? Because you teach, yes, you teach, but What guarantee do you have that people are able to go out there and be proactive?
You know, Eleni, I think it's, like you said, it's a two coin, you know, a coin has two sides.
Yes.
And it takes two to tango, right? I can
teach
you
as much. That's my favorite line.
No? It takes two to tango, yes. Mine too. Because I always say, it takes the lecturer and it takes the student. The lecturer needs to teach and the learner needs to learn.
Yes.
But what happens is, like you said, some people go to university and they memorize it and they don't understand the concept of it really. Because your understanding need to be, if you have to explain it to someone, because they say if you learn something and you can't explain it to someone, then you did not learn. Uh-huh. Because I must be able to pass on knowledge to you,
yes.
what I've been taught, right?
Uh-huh.
Now, there are skills also that are taught in the classroom that are not necessarily said, they are skills.
Yes.
You know, skills like critical thinking. When the lecturer asks you a question in the class, they're asking you to think, not to quickly chat GPT or quickly use the AI. No, say it from the way you understand it, because mm-hmm. that's when they can see, do you understand or don't you understand?
Yes.
But now you're giving them a perfect answer from AI. So, you know, they thought, okay, well, she understands well. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
But that was not your true reflection of it. I would rather be wrong and then be rectified as always being right, but during exam or wherever in life, then I don't understand what. Because I'm being challenged in class to critically think.
Yes.
There are also skills like, adaptability. You're sitting in a class with a lot of different cultures, a lot of different races. And now we need to adapt to each other, right?
Yes.
But you get students, they've enrolled in media studies, for example. And media studies in journalism or communication and is a course that you need to be interactive, right? Yes. You can't just be sitting in your corner and think that, yo, but I'm just like that. No, 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 no. Life doesn't take those excuses of I'm just like that. You need to ask questions. You need to understand what are you going into as in a career. Mm-hmm. Now, if you don't adapt to that circumstances and you're just there and we're just basically pulling you along, when you graduate, after graduation, you're not going to go into that field. Why? Because you're going to think, ah, this is too much. But you had a whole 3 years to decide that. So there are some courses that the student will take them because they're being, probably NASFAF is paying or parents are paying. But that's also where you need to decide as a person not to want to do it. There are skills like emotional intelligence as well, guys. And I think one of these skills are, and if you can and possibly, go do research on this. Go do research on emotional intelligence. Mm-hmm. Because I think it's one of the skills that really will allow you to work with anyone and in any circumstance.
Yes.
Because, and this is something that not, someone can't teach you emotional intelligence. You need to teach yourself because different circumstances will help you develop that skill.
You are right when you spoke about emotional intelligence. And with emotional intelligence, you start to accept and you start to be more open-minded about things. You are not as defensive as someone that is not emotionally intelligent. You are prone to learning. You do not have a problem with getting something right. You know, there are people that are so self-conscious that when, if I ask you, no, Zafia, when did Mandumena and Demufayo die? Sometimes you really don't know, but because you do not know that, you take shame in it instead of you just saying, ah, brah, I don't know. Even I don't know.
Yeah. Please tell me, you know?
Yes, please tell me. So the emotional intelligence needs to root from a place of wanting to learn, not always wanting to be correct, not always thinking people out there to get you. Yes. Because sometimes in learning, you have this mindset that people are out there to get you, people are out there to challenge you. But without those challenges, where are you going to get? And that is the one thing I always say. Even when I pronounce words, there are just certain words that I never get right. Mm. Like at the back of my head, I know how to pronounce it. I can spell it out for you, but just pronunciation. And I'm still going to pronounce it, eh? And you are going to correct me and we are going to laugh about it. And sometimes the tongue just does not want. And I do not, and you're not supposed to take shame in that. And that is why you find people that are not willing to learn because even in a classroom setting, you don't want to speak up because of the way you pronounce things. Mm. And if you don't pronounce them and have a Hileni laugh at you, even tomorrow you will not be confident to pronounce those things. I remember, I don't know which grade, when I pronounced height as hate. Mm. You know, it's kind of how you write it, right? So, you know, you just pronounce certain things and people laugh at you. But when they laugh at you and they correct you, you remember it tomorrow and the day after that. And, you know, for eternity, when you get an answer wrong in class and a lecturer corrects you, you will remember it because it's like it will always be at the back of your mind. You'll always mimic it. But when you're just quiet and you're not willing to go the extra mile, you're not going willing to do anything at all. Those are the problem graduates we have on the streets. Because even if at your household level, if someone told you, you are not getting a job, just learn a skill like waitressing, learn a skill like braiding, learn a skill like ironing and iron for money. Because there are those people that are actually paying for those things to be done for them.
Yeah.
So if you tell them to just learn the soft skills and how to also just talk to people so that you can coexist with people while you work for them, people are not willing to do that.
No, I really agree with you. People need to upskill themselves.
Yes.
You can't wait on someone to upskill yourself. I remember probably 5 years ago or more, 6 years ago, I spoke to someone and this person actually had a bachelor's degree in business. And I didn't have any qualification by then, or I had some sort of a qualification, but not to the extent of a degree.
Yes.
And I was very surprised. The person asked me, how do I fill in an Excel sheet? She needed to do some data, and how can she do the Excel sheet?
Yes.
And I was surprised because, I mean, for me, I was always under the thinking that someone with a degree knows how to do these things. But then I realized, especially a business degree.
Mm-hmm.
So I was very surprised by that. But then I actually realized that it's not the degree that makes the person. It's what the person makes with the degree.
Yes.
You understand? We all can get a degree. That's not the problem. But it's what you learn. Then I realized, like you said, people memorize and then they go right. And if you get your degree like that, guys, it's just a paper you got. Because knowledge is power.
They will come for us if we call them just papers.
They are just a paper. I'm speaking to the ones, they know themselves. Mm-hmm. The ones that memorized and just went to go right. And currently those information is out already, out of the mind. Make the most of that paper, because knowledge is power, but it's so much more powerful if you can apply it.
Yes, if you can practically apply it.
Like, you know what, guys? Like, even Excel, like Microsoft has this skills where you can teach yourself. And it's not even paid. It's free. You go into Microsoft Excel. Then you go to the new, and it gives you a tutorial how to use Excel, how to use Word, how to use PowerPoint, you know? Equip yourself. I always say, when you walk into that interview room, make sure you own it.
Yes.
Make sure that also you know yourself. Don't just be talking about, I can do, I can do, I can do. Because remember, you're going to spend 8 hours of your day every day at that place. And if you're not going to be a human being that they are able to work with, you're going to make life difficult for yourself. You're going to hate going to job every day. You're going to hate working every day.
Yep.
So learn and equip yourself also.
It's very important to learn and equip yourself, because there's this meme I used to like sharing. It's me helping my supervisor save a document from Word to PDF, or just convert,
yeah,
or just or a CV, convert from PDF to Word, and you get out there and you actually start to see these things. Hey,
no, it becomes a reality,
and you are like, but say, ma'am, how did you get where you are today if you cannot even do these simple things? And that is now where the question comes in of, are universities preparing people for the exam room, or actually for the world out there? What are you prepared for at school? Should there be more practicality when it comes to universities? Is that maybe a conversation we should be having to say, okay, with vocational training, there's a lot of practical skills there. And that is why a lot of people from vocational training centers are able to survive a lot compared.
Those are the streetwise.
Yes. those are the streetwise of academics compared to those, you know, from the affluent, universities. Mm. And you would put the two together and you're like, okay, we don't judge. We listen, we don't judge. Mm. We observe. You are the qualified one here. Yeah. We don't judge. So that is why we have conversations such as this to question, should universities maybe put into practicality some of these things to say, once you have acquired this, by test, by whichever method, you need to practically, you know, be assigned to do some of those things, you know, just to see how you would excel in an outside setting. I know for once, the education criteria has that. They have the school-based studies where you go and for a couple of months you are a teacher, and people actually come and they observe you. They see if what you're doing is correct. And that, I kid you not, I've not done it before, but I've thought about it and I'm like, no matter how lazy you are, if you're going to be a teacher, you need to do more than just memorizing.
Mm.
Because they will walk into your class and they will know, this one is not a teacher yet.
This one still needs.
Yes, this one still needs things. So let's quickly take a musical break and we will be back right after this. Do stay tuned. I will leave you with Zane, her Dusk Till Dawn.
Eagle FM, you're live.
Okay. This one is not sure of whether they want to go on air before this musical break or not, but if they come along, we'll give them a chance.
Eagle FM, you're live.
Yes, good morning, my daughter and the wonderful guest there.
It's Zafia. Good morning, Daddy.
Good morning.
Oh, the name is who?
Zafia.
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 Lachia.
Like Sophia, but of Zafia.
Zafia.
Yes.
Meme. Latin names or what?
Good morning, how are you?
Well, thank you, Mami. Good morning, and I'm very pleased for your presence there.
Thank you so much. I appreciate.
Yes, and those are very important issues to discuss.
Yes.
And lesson three, I've been listening to graduation ceremonies and how motivations that's going there to the graduate. How do you call them? Graduate or graduate?
You're correct.
It's
On the day they graduate, they are graduates. After that,
graduate. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, the day when they are graduating, they are graduating.
Yes, that's
and then
right
when
before.
They graduated, now they are graduates.
Yes.
Oh, because I was wondering this concept now they are talking about. They want that.
No, that's why they say, can you confer the following graduates, and then after the conferration, they are now graduates.
Oh, that's great, man. Mm. And it's very important that it's true that we need this soft skill. This soft skill will help us to penetrate in the labor market.
Mm-hmm.
And also the understanding that, yes, because when I was listening to Professor Namwandi,
yes,
and many other speakers from various graduation platforms, he was emphasizing that, yes, people, why do you get this type of education and you just run to Europe or wherever? He was referring to those countries.
Yes. Mm.
And I tend to agree with him that, yes, after you are now equipped with this academic general, be it general knowledge or principles or whatever,
mm-hmm.
And those things are also very well structured.
Mm-hmm.
And like she said, it takes two to tango.
Mm-hmm.
And as we are learning, you know, this life skills also.
Mm-hmm.
And this might crop in into the context of us, you know, our studies and all these modules and things like that. But I discovered that many a times, and I have realized that, you know, my colleagues at work used to say, Tate Brother, you don't like computer, ne? And I really hate computer. I hated it. I hated it, not because I'm just saying that, will I able to know these things, this kind of skill?
Mm-hmm.
And I found myself at the corner. And these things, you know, those online study and all these things and things like that. And these academic programs.
Yeah.
And so what we need to do perhaps, see, because with the knowledge that we have from the different various university institutions and of learning, higher learning and tertiary and all these other things, I think we are, I'm just observing, this is my own opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I'm observing that it appears as if we do not organize ourselves well when we are exiting the universities, those institutions, colleges. So that's where now we scattered around with the hoping that, yes, I'm going to get employed.
Mm.
And we have forgotten that you were also talking about, Eleni, talking about accounting and various other professions.
Yes.
And, you know, I'm just giving an example. When I was studying education. Mm-hmm. And this one is adult and informal education, this lifelong learning issues. And then I took some subjects from the Faculty of Economic and Management Science. Extra ones.
Yes.
The one that you also look at, when you are giving this thing, you are looking, oh, people are also talking about this economic. Then why can't I get a model there for us economic model? Or political science and things like that. So what we are saying, what I was saying now is that when we are existing the universities and colleges and all these things, everybody is now going on his own way.
Mm.
We have forgotten that, yes, this one was my accounting classmate, and I was in education, and this one was a scientist, or whatever, all those kinds of programs that we are doing there. And you were good friends. You could drink together, you could relax together, and enjoy together, and all these kind of things. When the graduation is done, do you now come together and now try to organize your skills, knowledge that you have got, and say, yes, yeah, that is the market now. The challenge is there, like you said, when after graduation, unemployment. Then the unemployment is when you get an employment now, and the employment that we are talking about, we are expecting it from where? I'm just thinking. So if we are to say, can't we not say this to five people? And you have got knowledge, you are well equipped, you are educated. You have got this information. You have got those who are doing law. And you say, yes, here we are setting up something. What are the challenges outside there? Are there other people who may not be having this kind of document that you are talking about? Can't we? Because we are talking about, you can also become entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm.
When the entrepreneurs are the ones who are now to go and utilize those factors of production there.
Mm-hmm.
And create wealth through what? Through others. So, Dr., I'm concluding now.
Yeah.
Dr., the former president, Dr. Nangolo, was it so challenging the same question that you are posing? Was it challenging the professors? Ah, you professors, what is happening now? You are creating problems for us also. Now, you are this graduate, they don't have a job. And you have, they're educated and they are coming through professors with all the research and dissertation that you people are doing. So why can't you gather all those things and say, yes, in this community, there are community development initiatives that are needed there. Is there the problem of funds? Because when you ask the capital, even the graduate, they will tell you there's no capital.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, capital. Have you gone to BIPA? What is BIPA? All those kind of things. It's actually information that is the greatest poverty, lack of information. And if we don't create information on many platforms like you are doing, Nemesiska, what is this?
Zafia.
Sorry, I don't like talking too much, you know, because I have talked and you can also post some questions maybe where you need some clarification because this is a really challenge in the market. And I'm so sure that the courses are now designed and they are being designed to respond to the market needs, to the need outside there. And I've seen it now because I'm also now getting in there. I'm a learner. An adult learner.
Don't worry, we are together there. You know, education never stops.
I think we all are.
You constantly and consistently need to educate yourself, like life is a school by itself even.
Mm-hmm.
So we learn every day from each other. So life is a school. So I think education is just not at university level or vocational level. Yeah. Life itself every day is a school.
We go with that. Yes, sorry, mommy. Go. I need to prepare also. Sorry. Now, you see, somebody contacted somebody yesterday, during the graduation ceremony of IUM. And they said, this professor said that if you finish education, something like that, if you think you are qualified and you have got your document, then you are one of the failures, something like that. So just like what he's explaining. So it's lifelong learning. And what is emerging now in the market is different from what was there yesterday. So now if we cannot update our knowledge and our skills and things like that, but honestly speaking, if you people, maybe because what you are motivating is the people now, I don't think they are listening. Most of them are not listening. So please, let's challenge the graduate. As they come out from there, they combine their skills and then make sure that, yes, and all those dissertation and research paper that they have read and all the things that they have prepared, then they from different faculties. So let them go out and they create employment. Forget about the money, because the money is the idea that has to be translated into now monetary value or whatever you can call it. Mm-hmm. So thank you very much for the program. That's so good.
Thank you.
I'm going to listen the more, but I think we need just to mobilize more resources outside. It's not apart from the capital, the capital, the money itself, because I know the money, it might not be very much difficult to find.
Mm.
If you knock on the door of Mr. Fuda there and others, I think you will get a way out.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much, mommy, my daughter.
Thank you so much.
God bless you.
Thank you likewise.
Bye.
Okay, so it goes back to what Uncle Bgana said there. And, you know, one thing I picked up from him was when he said, why don't people come together after to combine their skills and become something? Because sometimes, you know, when you're in school, you really know everyone in your classroom is not doing the same course.
Mm.
Like you spoke about the math, the science. You are very much aware that there are certain individuals in your class that are doing the same module as you, but they are studying towards different courses. And these are people that you are associated with. So after graduation, why don't people come together and come up with initiatives that, you know, it's a win-win situation.
Mm.
I help you, you help me. You bring this level of expertise, I bring this level of expertise. Maybe we can come up with something, something just to find ourselves, something that's just to get ourselves going by instead of us going back home.
Mm.
Oh, especially if you're a Vambu child, ne, in this Namibia, your parents will tell you, "Kwa Venduka kuna shito ningiko? You are not doing anything in Windhoek.
Come home."
Especially if they were paying rent for you.
Ne?
Because who's going to continue paying for that rent?
Rent in Windhoek is not cheap.
So instead of, you know, those things, you are now forced to go back home because of circumstances. So let's take that musical break because my throat is not throating, and then we can be back and, you know, dive right into it.
Not trying to be in there, not trying to be cool. Just trying to be in this. Tell me how you do. Can you feel where the wind is? Can you feel it through all of the windows inside this room? 'Cause I wanna touch you, baby, and I wanna feel you too. I wanna see the sunrise and your sins just me and you.
Light it up. On the run, let's make love tonight. Make it up, fall in love twice. But you know.
Your life in the daytime is over. There's eyes on you everywhere. You know that, right? I'm watching you. My crew's watching you. You know your little homies? They pissed off. They mad at you, bruh. Your name is mud on the streets. Oh, I know who you are.
You don't know me.
We were shot like a jacket, so do yours. We would roll down the rapids to find a way that fits. Can you feel where the wind is? Can you feel it through all of the windows inside this room? 'Cause I wanna touch you, baby. I wanna feel you too. I wanna see the sunrise and your sins, just me and you. Light it up. Go give love to your body. It's only you that can stop it. Go give love to your body. Go give love to your body.
Can one become so bounded by choices that somebody else makes? How come we both become a version of a person we don't even like? We're in love with the world, but the world just wants to bring us down by putting ideas in our heads that corrupt our hearts somehow. Child, every single thing could blow my mind, soaking it all up for fun, but now I only soak up wine. They say to play hard, you work hard, find balance in the sacrifice, yet I don't know anybody's truly satisfied. You better believe I'm trying to keep climbing, but the high
So I hope I learn to get over myself. Stop trying to be somebody else. So we can love each other for free. Everybody wants something. You just want. Approval from people I don't even know. In these crazy times, I hope to find something I can cling on to. 'Cause I need some substance in my life, something real, something that feels true. You better believe for you I've cried high tide. You came fire, fire with fire. Oh, I hope I learn myself. Stop trying to be somebody else. Oh, I just want to love you for free. From me, you just want me. Listen, I know how low I can go. I give as good as I get. You get the brunt of it all, 'cause you're all I've got left. Oh, I hope in time both will find peace of mind. To keep climbing, but the higher we climb, feels like we're both none the wiser.
I wish that it was just a different time. A most turbulent period of my life. Why am I without you? That's just like a very heavy thing to have to talk about. But because of that period of time, even though it was so much fun, I didn't get to go on and make new memories with him. There was just memories in a big storm.
Thank you. flexibility with Flex. Paratus Flex Bundles now offer you even more freedom of choice so that you can enjoy experience the best of freedom and flexibility with Flex. Paratus Flex Bundles now offer you even more freedom of choice so that you can enjoy quality internet on the go or at home. Choose between fiber with mobile LTE or Sky-Fi with mobile LTE packages, starting from as little as 650 Namibian dollars per month, excluding VAT. You get more for less with Flex. Visit paratus.africa/Namibia or our branches nationwide. Always
Paratus. No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Welcome back. You are still tuned into Social Time with me, Hileni, and Zafia Basson. And, you know, we are almost there. We are almost at the end of the hour. So, I know today we are having the conversation around if universities, schools, vocational training centers leave graduates with skills that they can, you know, use outside of school, outside of the specific courses they did, or if students are just being prepared for exams. And one of the main things that you know, we need to look at, for example, is whether some of the things that are being taught is able to actually be applied to your practical life. And, you know, Zafia, there is one thing people do not talk about a lot. And that is, you know, after school, you get onto the streets and people are not financially ready for the real life after graduation. People are not mentally ready for the finances after school. People are not mentally ready for the realities after school, because we've been sold this dream that once you complete school, everything falls into place. Well, in the 90s, way to go, yes, up until the early 2000s. After that, you are on your own, colleagues. Everyone is on your own. And one of the things that I've realized, the youth does not know, or academics are not very aware of, is that of financial literacy. Just the budgeting, the taxes, the saving, the debt, the debt management. These are all things that people are not taught about at school. These are things that are crumbling down the youth right now. But where do we have these conversations? When do when will people decide to come together and prepare or make these people ready for getting out there into the real world? Because, you know, fine. You are now prepared academically. You are prepared. You get into the working class. You start working, and 2 months in already, you are buying a vrpa that's flying. You know, you are flying with your vrpa.
And you have the latest iPhone.
And suddenly, you don't breathe properly in Katutura anymore, so you Congested. It's congested. It's now a bit too dusty, man. I cannot be on those dusty streets of Katutura. So now you are living in Avis. You are upgrading everything in your life. Mm. These are conversations that are not had. This is part of the readiness that we talk about to say, do universities actually leave you with other survival skills other than just academically? And especially by finances, that is the one conversation I think the Ministry of Education need to come in with and just teach people how to manage their finances, teach people the risks of taking out their money, credit, teach people the risks of, you know, omitting your taxes, all these things. Teach people the importance of budgeting just to make sure that you are able to survive out there. Because even with a good paying job, if you do not know some of these basic life hacks, then I really do not know where you are going. Another thing that should be happening is that of job readiness. Mm. Just basic skills. You spoke about one of those as the interview, you know, going through an interview and how you sell yourself. So it's basic skills like interview skills, writing of CVs. You know what? Yes. Let's not even go to writing of CVs because just the other day I realized my own CV was trash.
At least there was awareness. Mm-hmm. That's the first step.
Yes, it's like, yo, this is not it, colleagues. This looks like it's been written by ancestors 5 generations before I was even born. So these are just some of the things that, you know, people need to look at. Workplace etiquette. How do you behave in a workplace that is not your father's company?
Not your mother's house.
Yeah. You know, you are dealing with people from different walks of life, from different backgrounds, people that are battling different situations. How do you become mindful? How do you become an empath and you are able to sympathize with others on, like, you know, just a normal good morning? Like, yes. Because, you know, when we walk into that door, everyone is walking from somewhere different with different issues. Maybe you just sent your daughter to school without a lunchbox because things are not adding up. Mm. Maybe you just, you are coming straight from the hospital. You went to visit a loved one. Like, a lot is going on. So what are universities or what are schools or what are vocational training centers doing to make sure that people are ready? People are able to do more than just, you know, the basic of what you are studying for. We also spoke about emotional intelligence, which is just to, you know, conflict resolution, to make certain decisions and to be resilient. Let's say, for instance, you know, and when it comes to decision making, I think a lot of people have this thing of, why should I go the extra mile? But what I realized in life is the extra mile makes you a credible person. Mm. The extra mile makes you a reliable person. And the extra mile sometimes gets you noticed. Mm. You know, for instance, we are here now, right? Mm. And the next person that is having to do the show is not reachable. They have not communicated. They have not done anything. Their phone is off. What do you do as a Zafia for the next 2 hours? So it's things like, do you have to wait for someone else to make a decision that no, the radio should just be off? Or will you put something for the time being while you inquire what should happen? Mm-hmm. Things such as that. Because these are conversations where you come into the marketplace and people do not do anything unless they are told to. People do not take initiative unless someone says it's how it has to be. So just practical skills of time management, the little things that look so little are actually what will make you survive in the outside world out of school. You can have academic knowledge. You have done your theses. You are able to do all those difficult math equations. You are able to operate, you know, someone's heart. But if you lack just the basics, basic things like being on time, basic things like conflict resolution. What if an argument erupts while you are busy operating on someone? What then should happen? You know, just those basic skills in life.
Eagle FM, you're live.
Oh, sorry. Well, may you please allow me a minute or so to say something that was not mentioned. I have not heard it. I only heard it now when you, after I've spoken.
Okay.
The issue of financial literacy that you have alluded unto is very critical.
Mm.
And that area, even though the Minister of Finance is now doing its effort to ensure that, please, just to make people aware about financial literacy. And the same applies to digital literacy, those digitally technological devices. You have spoken about, and you know, it's like a new concept to us.
Mm.
It's actually a new concept because this is supposed to be a shared responsibility with all the stakeholders, the ministerials and things like that.
Mm.
I know they also get some training or awareness and things like that from Minister of Finance, that from that department. I don't think it is enough. I do not think it's enough because see, that's why people talk about capital. And when you want to talk about capital, people should talk about 500,000, 100,000, you know, that money big there.
Mm-hmm.
And who will give you that, even if it's your uncle or your father? Unless you present what you were saying, that yes, this is financial literacy and you know this cash flow and all this future thing. But we don't do that. So, last time we had the few people have registered their business with BIPA.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's due to financial unawareness, I mean, knowledge. So, how do you manage? If you go in the shop right now, without a small paper, like, you know, women always do that. The women, they write something down before they walk in the shop.
Mm.
So, if you walk there, my pastor, without a paper, it's a budget must, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Family budget, weekly budget, or whatever. So we do not have that knowledge. And therefore, if we combine our skills, and then the financial institution, or through Development Bank of Namibia, whatever, you are able to get some kind of, some capital, some funding to get into the business. But at least you must have some understanding because they are also afraid. If you combine finance and all these things, I think we can make it. Thank you very much for that.
Thank you so much.
Okay, we are at the very, very end of our programming here. And I just wanted to also add that there is a disconnect between the schoolwork at work and the knowledge that is being taught, being applied practically. And that is now the theory versus the practice thing. And we spoke about that to say, should the government or should the teaching ministry, education ministry look into that? And you know, Uncle Bwana mentioned about, what the government, what the Ministry of Finance and its initiatives have. But, in actual fact, most of those benefits are only extended to government employees.
Mm.
So what, in government SOEs. So what about the private sector? Who teaches them to be financially literate? That is the question I leave with you today. Last words, ma'am?
My last words is just that as much as we would want to know what universities are going to do to come to the party, don't you sit there and wait. Because at the end of the day, it's your future at hand.
Mm-hmm.
So try to see where you can equip yourself. Self-development is also very much needed. And life is a school, and every person you meet can teach you something. So be open and willing to learn. Thank you.
Thank you. And with that said, ladies and gentlemen, do have yourselves a very beautiful, beautiful Saturday.
Slow internet should be a headache of the past, yet many Namibians have connections that just aren't fast. We have a solution that might set you free. It's called Mobile LTE, and it comes with real speed. You'll enjoy up to 50 megabytes per second from just $300 Namibian a month and free internet browsing after midnight till 6. When it comes to staying connected, this is it. Visit Paratus.Africa/Namibia or our branches nationwide and experience the thrill of better internet with Paratus by your side. Always prepared.
Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer a comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.
Listen to Eagle FM. FM in Omthea at 90.5. Listen to Eagle FM in Mariental at 101.2. Listen to Eagle FM in Okahanja at 104. Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
So not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the
views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of its staff.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye.